I'm Yona Levinson. I'm the manager of metadata management and taxonomy at HBO. And I'm really pleased. This is the third time I'm actually presenting on this topic, and it's on the language metadata table. And we want to make sure you guys have an update, and some of you are new to all this, so want to present that information. So there's a little bit about me, and I also wanted to make sure that I include many of the members who are on the working committee for the language metatable, and I'll go into more detail on that in just a moment on why we need it. I'm not going to read all this to you because I know if you're in this room, then you should be able to read. So I'll go on to the next thing. I will also say that we're having a working committee meeting this afternoon at 3:30. So I think there are a lot of people here who have been participating on the standard, and we look forward to continuing that work, and we'll give you information on it. So why do we need a language metadata table? There's a lot going on now, localization, internationalization, and lots of different areas have to track what the language values are. And I've been at HBO almost 3 years, and I go into these meetings, and somebody's saying, well, what should we call Latin American Spanish? And in this system, it was LAS. Another system, it was SPA-LA. And everybody had a different system, because a lot of things, as we all know, in technology, they grew up organically. The developers made their own choices. And I came from I have a master's in library information science. I have a long background in markup, and other areas come from the publishing world, and I was like, why isn't this consistent? Let's make it so. So those became the use cases as to why we needed this. And also, there's also cultural changes going on where we're needing to make sure that the developers also understand that there's a benefit for having people who understand what terminology should be, that keep up with industry standards. So this way, then we end up with the lingua franca, what it should be, whether it's language metadata table or other metadata terminology, field names, and control vocabularies across the industry. So the LMT provides consistency. It's unified. So I have a team. I have an ontologist and metadata analyst. My co-chair on this committee is Laura Dawson, who's unfortunately not here today. She's back in New York working away doing mappings and updating tables, and we'll talk more about that. And she did a lot of research. We all did some research and came up with IETF BCP47, which just rolls off the tongue. So, we can all have do the tongue twister. And we determined that IETF BCP47 was the right solution for us. ISO 639, if you're familiar with that language standard, it can't handle the regional dialects. And maybe it's too granular, but it can't handle geographic regions. BCP47 allows us to do this all. The other thing that's also been coming up in conversations that you look at the different standards across the industry is that people would just have audio and subtitles. There aren't really enough metadata fields to capture the level of granularity that's needed for languages. So at the bottom of here, it says that we really need it for audio, visual or written languages, and that's a discussion because how do we address sign language, which we know is coming up in conversation? So that's visual. It's not written. Can we have one code? That's part of the working committee meeting this afternoon. But subtitles, closed captions, the audio description, again, for accessibility purposes. But other folks also need it, rights and licensing, distribution, et cetera. So this is more of the same information with a little bit more detail. And the big thing that with IETF BCP47 is that it uses the UN geographic codes. So this way we have for Latin American Spanish, which is HBO's default Spanish, you can get more specific as needed, it's ES-419. 419 is the code for Latin America. So you can mix and match it however you need to. And you can even go back, if necessary, back to ancient territories and other descriptions. So it does what we need. Okay, there are more than 40,000 combinations. The goal of the language metadata table is not to have 40,000 combinations, but let's make sure that we have the use cases that support what the asks are. So Laura found this quote So a language is a dialect with an army and a navy. So maybe if that helps us set a little bit of a level setter, a baseline as far as what is a language. So here is just a very briefly use case for Spanish. So if you just want to say Spanish, the code is ES. If you need to say Castilian, then ES-ES, Mexican Spanish, and Latin American. So this is just a few examples. There is a recent instance with a movie where the subtitles were in Castilian, but the language of the content was in Mexican, and there was unhappiness with the subtitling. And so if we agree as an industry to be granular enough in our description, I would think that some of those mistakes or instances or occurrences may be able to be resolved going forward. Chinese, again, I include this, and I think these slides will be available later. So here, again, we're going through what the audio is and then what the subtitles could be. Written Chinese, there are many different dialects. Written Chinese, there's only two. There's the Han and the Hans, Mandarin or Cantonese and Mandarin in that order. And then for the audio languages, there are many, many dialects. So this way we can accommodate them all with IETF BCP 47. This is another use case that we were discussing at work with my brilliant friend, because it actually does have Italian Neapolitan in there. And we are also having discussions about what languages may need to get grouped together in order to facilitate search in other areas. Does Neapolitan have its own army and navy? No. But, you know, is it Italian? It really depends kind of on what perspective you're bringing in. So let's make sure the standard is flexible enough, but let's agree that the code is NAP. So here's a quick update. See, I'm doing for time. One of the things that we want to agree on is the mission statement. So this is the draft of what we have out there. The other thing, one of the things, this is MESA, so it's Media, Entertainment, Sports Alliance, and we're broadcast and media people here, but there is a broader need to have this language even out in other industries. I was at a taxonomy boot camp. I love saying taxonomy boot camp. And people from Hasbro Toys and other companies are very interested because, again, they need to represent written information on their packaging or on their websites, et cetera. So wouldn't it be really cool if we're all using the same thing, the same codes to mean the same languages? The other story I have is when I was going to another taxonomy boot camp in London and I was on a flight, and I finally had a chance to sit and watch some movies, and then they had all the different, you know, what languages were available. And it was all, like, in short code. So there was, like, cap L, lowercase s, cap SS, and I wasn't sure what that, or maybe it was LAS, and it was Latin American Spanish. But how would anybody know that cap L, lowercase a, cap S, but it was Latin American Spanish, oh yeah, with the other fourth letter, was for subtitles. I mean, it's just how you present to your communities, you know, for the consumers, let's make it readable, and then within ourselves, it would be great if this information can be consistent as well. So this is one of the things that we've been working on in committee. Again, we're a lot of people, library information science, we're metadata geeks, we love this stuff. But one of the things we've been trying to make sure we do is that in the column headers, that meaning how we're going to present the information so a human can read it, or as we're working on the template in case somebody wants to add additional languages, that we're making sure we cover all the different areas that are needed. So the grouping, do we group everything together, all the Chinese languages, all the English languages, et cetera, to facilitate search so it comes up better? What's the tag that we would include, codes, what presented, you know, what does somebody see if they're selecting audio? Again, you guys can read all of these descriptions. I'm not going to belabor it at this point. But we've gone through with people in the committee saying what kind of information needs to be presented to work across your different IT departments so that everybody has the information they need. And again, we're having discussion with regards to visual versus written because of the sign language. We want to make sure that the accessibility community is included and is content. We also make sure that the codes are consistent. So here, this is a table with some examples in there. The full table, I think as the working table as it stands, is available on the MESA website under the communities. There is a pull down for the language metadata table working committee, and there's information available there. So if you're in the coding area, then you probably want to have some kind of URN. We resolve back to whatever is accepted in the industry. And so far, we've been able to meet it because it conforms with IETF BCP 47, which is the selection. And these are just, this is what the table would look like if it's populated. So we just wanted to make sure you had something, some examples. At HBO, we started with 128 languages because that's what was in all of our systems. In addition, there were we've gotten requests for some more. Disney has just gave us a whole bunch, and they're working to fill out the table, so we'll be discussing those in committee as well. We want to, you know, make sure that the use cases are supportive of what it is, and that if we can all agree, then that just makes it super-duper strong. So these are the things that we'll be working on this afternoon in one of the breakout rooms, which I already forgot what room it's in. But come find me. I'm wearing pink, so you can find me. So we're going to be going through the mission statement. If there are people on the committee who can't attend today, we'll send that out through a poll and make sure everybody approves. It's not just going to be people in the room today. We want to make sure the column heads, again, that's the information here. It says column header name. To make sure that we're all in agreement, we actually I know I'm talking a lot about accessibility, but folks from Gallaudet College have approved. They like visual language. It seems it covers their needs. There's some questions about length of field names, and also we want to make sure definitions that everybody agrees on what do these things mean. And here's the rest of it. Again, with the additional language requests right now from Disney. If anybody else has language requests that aren't included, then we'll send you the template. You fill it out. We'll vet it. Right now, we're maintaining the table at HBO. We have a taxonomy tool, and we're just capturing everything in there so we can report out. We also want to formalize the policies and procedures for submission. So again, so this becomes very clear. It's a real standards working group. Our March meeting is going to be held at HBO before we move to Hudson Yards. I have on here 12:30, 1:30. It's going to be more like 2 to 4, includes lunch. And we'll figure out what else we need to do. Just a moment on the language groupings. We wanted to make sure that this was clear. Here are some of the languages that we believe would benefit from being grouped. Also, EIDR, I think people here, I know Will Kreth, that I think Richard Kruner ran here. There they are, wave. EIDR has agreed to adopt the results of the LMT working group, so it will be implemented also in that way, included in the EIDR standard. And so here's information on the language groupings and some more detail in here with regards to what is like a macro language like English or Spanish or Chinese. So again, to facilitate findings at other times. And the simple hierarchy allows for maximum flexibility. So again, we're going to get into the weeds in this in the working committee. And here's, again, some of these examples. So here we are. The summary, the IETF BCP 47 gives us the most flexibility. It's extensible. And the committee is moving forward. We'll have documented procedures. And as I said, we're maintaining it. I have 20 seconds for questions. Does anybody?
I got a question for you, Iona.
Go for it.
Klingon. Is it in the language metadata table?
If somebody wants to submit the use case, we'll absolutely add it.
Who's from CBS? Klingon should be in the language metadata. My inner nerd is coming out. You said taxonomy bootcamp, and it just triggered something in me. Yeah. Iona Levinson, ladies and gentlemen, chair of the
Thank you.
Language metadata table.